Hey guys, I want to welcome you to the weekly Wednesday for the Financial Freedom Newsletter, where every week, every Wednesday, we delve into something inspirational, motivational, something excerpt taken from the Financial Freedom Weekly Newsletter. Wherever you are, if you're listening on Spotify, on iTunes, Google, be sure to click the like, subscribe, share, comment. Without ado, let's get into the show.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Guys, welcome to this week's podcast episode for the Financial Freedom Podcast. I'm really excited about today's guest, Dr. Noah St. John. He goes by Noah. He's the author of Seven Figure Expert book, which we'll talk about in a little bit later. And I'm really fascinated and excited about this conversation. We're going to be talking about writing books, being a thought leader, influencer, and much more. So, Noah, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here today.
Yeah, we connected through Podmatch, and I'm really tell the audience about your background, your story, and we'll get the show rolling.
Well, yeah, I started my company SuccessClinic.com in 1997, 26 years ago. In a 300 square foot basement apartment with $800 to my name and a book on HTML. So from those very, very humble beginnings, let's say, I had no money, no marketing, no sales, no business experience, no nothing. But I really just had discovered these nuances and these things that no one really was talking about in the business and personal growth industry. And I knew that because I'd read every book out there for 20 years. And I realized that, wait a minute, there was some things that no one was talking about that really needed to be said. So I wrote my first book called Permission to Succeed back in 1999. And that was subsequently published by the Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. And now I've written 24 books, which you can see some of them behind me here, in 19 languages all around the world. And we've helped our coaching clients, whether one-on-one or group coaching clients, to add multiple six and seven and even eight figures to their business while actually working less than they were before. So it's really one of the things that I teach is the opposite of the hustle and grinders. You know, we have all the hustle and grinders out there and they say, you know, you got to work 18, 20 hours a day. And if you're not working on Christmas Eve, then you're a failure. And I'm like, are you nuts? You know, that's not the kind of life that I want and certainly not the life my clients want either. So it's about, yes, making a lot more money, but it's also about winning your life back.
I love that. I love once you've achieved a certain level of success, it's all about thought leadership, influencing, giving back, and writing a book is one of those ways you can, you know, spend that time and impact millions, you know, for generations. So what inspired you to write a book about building a seven-figure expert business?
Yeah, well, that's actually, this is the new book. It's called The Seven-Figure Expert, and the subtitle is Your Ultimate Guide to a Life of More Impact, Influence, and Financial Freedom. And by the way, your listeners can get this book for free at sevenfigureexpertbook.com. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But anyway, sevenfigureexpertbook.com, the book is free. We just ask you to cover the shipping. But basically, I've covered the cost of the book for people. So one of the reasons that I wrote this book is because this is what I've been doing for over 25 years now, is teaching people, you know, how to add multiple six and seven, and in many cases, even eight figures while working less. And so my clients just basically begged me to say, Noah, can you just put this in a book? You know, because you're teaching us, you're teaching people, but I really want to have it in a book. And so I sat down, wrote the book, and really it covers my seven-figure expert formula, which is one of the things that makes this different is it really is an inside-out approach to making money, and particularly making money online, but making money as a thought leader, a coach, speaker, expert, consultant, course creator. But it's really an inside-out approach, and that's one of the reasons that our clients have made so much money, but also they're winning their lives back.
Yeah, I love that. The other question is, we talk about how is this book different? You know, a lot of people are talking about building seven-figure expert businesses. How is your book different from other books that cover similar topics?
I mean, and that's what I was saying a moment ago, is that I really take a different approach. We call it the inside-out approach. And what I mean by that is, when you look at building a seven-figure expert business, or even an eight-figure business, which I've helped a lot of people do, there's really two components that people have to understand and they have to master. And that is the inner component and the outer component. We just call it inner game and outer game. So when you read the book, or, you know, when you get coaching with me, my, you know, my clients, whether one-on-one or group coaching, we work on inner game and outer game. Now, what that means is, your inner game is everything that happens between your ears that you can't see directly, but it affects everything that you do. And so, you know, in terms of your beliefs, your decisions, your thoughts, all of those things that are on the inside that you can't see directly, but they affect everything that you're doing. And so that's your inner game. And what we've seen is, over the last, you know, 25 plus years of that, I've helped my clients add over $3 billion collectively, you know, adding multiple six, seven and eight figures, is that 90% of that growth, of that, we call it hockey stick growth, right? Because you're like, you go along like this, and then you get, you know, hockey stick, right? It just goes up really, really fast. 90% of that comes from mastering your inner game. So what makes this different, one of the things that makes this different, is that, you know, everybody else out there is all focused on the outer game, you know, which, you know, is the marketing stuff and everything like that, that of course we have to do, right? As an entrepreneur, as a coach, as a speaker, as an author, you have to do all that stuff. But the problem is that most people are doing a lot of that stuff, but because no one has shown them how to master their inner game, that's why they keep hitting an income ceiling. I'll give you a quick example of that. One of our coaching clients recently, named Catherine, she's an entrepreneur in Pennsylvania, and she joined one of our group coaching programs called the 12-Week Breakthrough, because we help people make more in 12 weeks than they did in the previous 12 months, while actually winning their lives back in the process. And she came to me, and she was hitting this income ceiling that she couldn't break through, no matter what she tried. And she tried lots of different things. And she sent me an email in week five of the 12-week program. And she said, "Noah, I just raised $100 in private money in one day today, and it's because of what you taught me about my inner game." So that's just one example of how your inner game can really change everything for you.
Yeah. And then now we're talking about inner game, because we'll talk about, you know, how you're famous for helping clients with that one example. But you talk about unconscious habits of highly successful people. Mm-hmm. And talk about that.
That's one of the things that I realized, you know, over 25 years ago, that no one was talking about. And still, really, I'm the only one who's teaching and coaching on this particular topic, which is that what I realized is that highly successful people, the one percenters, right, or the naturals of success, as I call them, they're doing things unconsciously that they don't even know they're doing, number one. And therefore, since they don't even know they're doing it, they can't teach it to you. Right. And this is one of the reasons why people come to me after they've gone to all the gurus out there, after they spend all this time, money and effort, and they're still hitting that income ceiling. And they say, "Noah, I've studied all this stuff. I've gone to all these seminars. How come I just keep hitting that ceiling and I can't break through?" And I say, and I tell them, it's because of these unconscious habits that they don't even know they're doing, and therefore they can't teach it to you. I'll give you a quick example of that. I was coaching one of my clients. Her name's Tamisa. She's an entrepreneur out in Arizona, and she is a self-described seminar junkie, right? She's a recovered seminar junkie, right? That's her words. She was going to all these seminars, you know, like a lot of people are doing, running around and, you know, spending a lot of time and money and effort. Now, she was making six figures. She was doing well, but she was still just plateaued. She couldn't break through that income ceiling. And she joined my 12-week breakthrough program. In week two, the first 2 weeks, she tripled her investment in just 2 weeks. We hadn't even gotten to the money part yet. And she already tripled her investment. Talk about hockey stick. So she tripled in 2 weeks. And one of the reasons for that is because I taught her these unconscious habits of what highly successful people are doing that they don't know they're doing, and therefore they can't teach you. So that's why it took the nerdiest nerd in the industry. That's me. I'm like the Sheldon Cooper of self-help. So I went in and I studied exactly what these people are doing that they don't even know they're doing. I laid it all out, and that's one of the reasons why my clients get really, really fast results very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going a little bit off topic, but one interesting thing is there's this quadrant. It's like conscious, unconscious, and there's competent, incompetent.
That's right.
And, you know, a lot of people are not aware of their blind spots, but, you know, people listening to this podcast and this conversation, how do you get them to wake up, the ones that are, unconsciously incompetent, they don't know that they don't know it either? Talk about that.
Right. And those are the four stages of competency that we go through whenever we want to master a new habit. So like when I'm doing my keynote presentations, I do keynote presentations, whether live or virtually, for companies, teams, organizations all around the world. And one of the things I teach them is that there are four stages of competency. The first stage is unconscious incompetence. That means you don't know you don't know. Second stage is conscious incompetence. That means you know you don't know. Third stage is conscious competence, which is you know you know. And then the final stage is unconscious competence, which is you do without thinking. So the example I always give in my presentations, for example, is driving a car, right? Probably everybody listening to this program right now knows how to drive a car. But did you know that you had to go through those four stages in order to learn how to do this habit called drive a car, right? The first, you didn't know you didn't know how to drive a car. Then you realized, I don't know how to drive a car. Then you figured out, oh, here's how to drive a car. You took driver's ed, right? Somebody taught you. And then, of course, for most people listening to the program, you know, you're doing it without even thinking about it. You are doing this thing that used to be very hard, and now you're doing it literally without thought. And so that's what I realized, is that the naturals of success, the one percenters, that's exactly what they're doing with these habits of success. That's why I call it the power habits of unconsciously successful people. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, people who have taken my coaching, they say that my work starts where Napoleon Hill's left off. Right. So if you ever read the book Think and Grow Rich, for example, you know that Napoleon Hill and many people have done this. You know, they study all these successful people and they say, oh, well, here's the habits that they're doing. Well, that's great. But those are the conscious habits. What about the unconscious habits? Right. That's like if you think about the iceberg principle of human behavior. Right. About 5% of our behavior is in the conscious level, like the top part of the iceberg that you can see. Well, it's the vast 95% that's below the surface that you can't see. Well, that is the part that's driving us, right, as humans. And what I always say to my clients is that, you know, it wasn't the part of the iceberg that they could see that sunk the Titanic. It's the part that they didn't see that sunk the Titanic. And that's what's sinking most entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah, I love that. I know you've talked about two, three of your successes in, so kind of, I mean, you don't have to spill the secret sauce, but how do you help clients make more in 12 weeks than they made in the previous 12 months? Is there a hack or, you know, some unlock kind of?
Well, it really goes back to these unconscious habits. And see, because I am the person that, you know, wrote all the books, I've written 24 books on this subject. You know, so I literally wrote the book on this. But it really comes back to what I was saying a moment ago, which is that inner game and outer game. So let me give you an example. I was speaking at a conference in Los Angeles a couple of years ago for about 1,000 entrepreneurs. These are, you know, 7- and 8-figure earners, really high, you know, high powered people, right? About 1,000 people in the audience. And I was speaking on this exact topic, you know, inner game and outer game and everything that, you know, I've been teaching for 25 years. And so I was walking off the stage and a man came up to me. Now he said, Noah, you are the coach I've been looking for. I want to hire you as my coach. Now, I didn't know this man from Adam. Ironically, his name was Adam. And so I said, okay, well, what's going on? He said, Noah, I have this company and we are at 7 figures. So we're doing well. But he said, we've been stuck at this 7-figure level for the last 4 years. And he said, I can't break through this income ceiling. And he told me that he'd hired all these gurus, all these marketing guys, you know, everybody we've heard a million times. And he said, you know, they're not saying anything wrong, but I'm not breaking through the ceiling. And he said, as soon as I heard you speak about, you know, inner game and outer game and unconscious habits and power habits, everything you just talked about, he said, I knew you're the coach that I've been looking for. So he literally hired me on the spot. That's why I love working with, you know, high achievers, because they make decisions quickly and firmly. Anyway, so I coached him for about 18 months. And in that 18 months, his company went from being, you know, plateaued at the 7-figure. We got his company over 20 million. In less than 8 months. So a 600% increase. Think about hockey stick growth. The main reason we were able to do that is because of the approach that I take, which is these unconscious habits of highly successful people. Nobody had ever taught him these inner game secrets that I've been teaching for over 25 years now. And so really, when you look at the inner game, if you find yourself, you know, hitting that income ceiling, 99 times out of 100, it's because of these inner game things, these power habits, these unconscious habits that, you know, nobody's told you about because they don't even know they're doing them. And so that's really what makes this different and what makes it so effective.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. It's kind of what you ingrain in the best athletes. They make the most complicated moves seem effortless. That's right. And, you know, that's their 10,000 hours.
That's right.
Yeah. The other question is, you unlock their unconscious most effective habits, and then you also help people. How does your program help people prioritize their time and focus on the activities that will generate the most income?
Absolutely. That is such a big topic now, because we live in a world of infinite distractions. If you think about it, at our fingertips, every second, every moment are these wonderful tools called smartphones, right? But what they really represent is, a world of infinite distractions. And so, they're wonderful tools for communication and all those other things. But what happens is that, for example, the social media companies, their job is to addict us, all of us, right? Their job, and they have engineers, they have psychologists, they have lots of people, on their payroll every minute that are trying to keep you and me and everybody addicted to these platforms. Now, why do they do that? Because, of course, they make money by selling advertising, right? And so the point is that it's very, very difficult for many people to learn to prioritize and learn to eliminate these distractions. For example, people ask me all the time, Noah, how have you written 24 books? How have you done that? I can't even write one book. I want to write a book, but I can't even sit down to write one. And so I always say, listen, the way that I wrote 24 books is by writing them. Now, I know that sounds like a flippant answer, right? It almost sounds, like off the cuff. But the actual truth is, that's a real answer, meaning I wrote them by writing them, right? And so I'll give you an example. And that's one of the reasons, actually, by the way, we now have a book done for you service. My company, we have a book done for you service because so many of my clients just kept begging me. They said, Noah, I want to write a book like you have, but I don't know where to start. And so, we have a book done for you service. And in fact, for example, one of our clients right now is a stem cell doctor in Nashville. And he told me when he hired me, he said, Noah, I've been wanting to write a book for the last 10 years. I've had this book idea rattling around my head for the last 10 years, but, I just don't know where to start. I don't know how to do it. And, I hear you have a way to do it. I say, yeah, so anyway, he hired me. So he'd been thinking about writing his book for 10 years. We got it done for him in 8 weeks, so this does not have to be a long, drawn out, terrible, painful process. But I mean, the fact is, it's kind of like if you're trying to build a house without a blueprint, right? That's what most entrepreneurs, a lot, coaches, speakers, experts, consultants are doing. They're out there, they're saying, man, I really want to make more money, but I don't really have a plan. And so they're working really hard, but what they're really doing is they wake up every morning and they start slapping boards together, hoping a house shows up. That's a really bad way to do it. You're working way too hard and you're not seeing the results. And that's one of the reasons. So that's why, whether it's helping people get their book done or their online course launched or, even just making more money and having more time off, we give them those three things that you really need. We call them the three pillars of transformation: the right plan, the right tools, and the right support, right? When you have the right plan, that's when you know what to do. When you have the right tools, you know how to do it. And when you have the right support, that means you have someone in your corner believing in you, maybe even before you believe in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So wonderfully said. Approaching the end, close to the end, one thing is you talked about how can people find your book and how can people find out more about your coaching programs and follow you? I know you have quite a large social media following, so Tell people how they can do that.
Absolutely. So the book is called The Seven-Figure Expert, Your Ultimate Guide to a Life of More Impact, Influence, and Financial Freedom. So just go to sevenfigureexpertbook.com. Very easy to remember, sevenfigureexpertbook.com. You can also see it right down here, sevenfigureexpertbook.com. The book is free. We've covered the cost of the book, and we just ask you to cover the shipping. So we ship anywhere on planet Earth. So again, you can get that at Seven-Figure. Oh, and by the way, when you get the book at sevenfigureexpertbook.com, you also get a free ticket to my upcoming live virtual event, which is called the Seven-Figure Expert Event. So you get a $97 ticket for free at sevenfigureexpertbook.com along with the book. And if you want to find out about my coaching, just go to breakthroughwithnoah.com, very easy to remember. breakthroughwithnoah.com. I'm known as the breakthrough coach because I help people make more in 12 weeks than in the last 12 months while winning their lives back. So that's a breakthrough for most people. So breakthroughwithnoah.com. You can watch that. We have an 11-minute training video, and then you can just book a breakthrough consultation there with me or one of my coaches there at Breakthrough.
Yeah. And for all the audience out there, let's thank Dr. Noah for coming onto the show, talking about personal development, achievement, conscious competence, in the habits of highly effective people too. All of his resources will be in links and show notes. Be sure to check out his book as well. And with that, thanks so much for coming on to the podcast.
My pleasure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Motivational piece. Again, if you, wherever you are listening, if you liked it, be sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. We're on everywhere: Spotify, iTunes, Google, Amazon, Audible. And without much ado, be sure to thank this show's sponsors, and we'll see you next week.